I saw a small group of young people sitting on the corner the other day, holding a large sign that read, "Love is all we need." It has been burned into my mind ever since, such a simple statement, yet so powerful. I'll never forget the looks on their faces, a look of desperation and pain, yet hope and faith that maybe, just maybe, someone might take notice, as I did, as I passed this eternal message on to others along my path. Love has become such a worn-out word. We use it to get our way, to make people good, to way for sex, or to keep sex going. The word is used so much in the passive sense, more than the active. I have neighbors who say "I love you" right before they beat the living hell out of each other. Others I know love you when you're doing what they want you to do, the way they want you to do it, and acting in the way that they want you to act. When I teach devotions on love thy neighbor, people squirm in their seats. Some want to get up and just run away. Because the message I teach is so foreign and ridiculous to people. You know, love the sinner and not the sin. Most people just don't get it, or they don't want to get it. Most have not a clue as to what the word love means, let alone act it out on the stage of life. To love is to put yourself last. To love is to give until it hurts. To love is to forgive and forget. Love is not conditional. It never fails, no matter what the circumstances are. It is continuous and complete. It is not based on good behavior of the one being loved. It is universal and dynamic. It is no respecter of persons, locale, time frame. When we love, we need to do it completely or not at all. Conditional love is meaningless. It hurts more than it helps. It destroys. Very few individuals are capable of understanding this concept of love and putting it into action because they are self-centered or ego-centered. The operative word in "I love you" is "I." The "I" cannot love anyone or anything. "I" will never change the world for the better because it demands rewards, desire, lust, greed, and selfishness get in the way of my love or loving. Personality constricts the flow of love like old stopped-up plumbing. Love is selfless and eternal. It cannot and will not be bound up in human conditions, circumstances, or contradictions. It's either on or off. There is no middle ground for love. It is all-encompassing and completely consuming. It is filled with faith, hope, and consistency. It is completely bulletproof. It is not afraid to seize the moment or take the hard road that many travel. Love is truth, complete truth. It is open-minded yet discerning. It can be tough and rigid. Love stays the course and never fails. "I'm doing this because I love you" is not love. God is love, is not love. What would Jesus do is not love. Going to church is not love. Reading the Bible is not love. Loaning out money is not love. Having sex is not love. Love stands on its own two feet. It is in no way impressed with your personality or prestige. It could care less about your color, creed, or religion. It stands alone, all-powerful, all-knowing, and complete.